It's game time with the legends, sports legends, Hall of Famers, and much more. It's time for the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
Good morning, everyone. And you are here live with the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show. I'm your host, Mike Bird. Today's show brought to you in part by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and top realtor of Naples, Pat Dearborn. And our guest is J. Webb Horton. And he is a legend in these parts in Southwest Florida as the color man for FGCU basketball. And J. Webb, we want to say good morning to you.
Well, Michael, first of all, good morning to you and to the, a viewing audience of people that are going to listen to the story of an old man who has been pretty blessed to grown up in the family that I grew up in, had my father for 12 years and my mother for 88. And I think that when you have parents, whether you have them for 80 years or for 12 years, the values that they instill in you are values that you will take to your grave.
J. Webb, you've had an esteemed career, and we're going to get to a lot of that. We're going to talk a little bit about your presence in the community, your stature in the community, and obviously what you're doing now with the color commentary for FGCU basketball. But take us back to, we mentioned in the onset of the program, the humble beginnings of J. Webb Horton. Take us back to when you were a little tyke just smacking the tennis ball around.
Well, actually, when I was a little tyke, I was shooting baskets. I was playing basketball, baseball, and football. So I was born in a small town in Pennsylvania called Cambridge Springs, maybe 3,000, 3,500 people. The significance of that, Michael, is a very predominantly white community. So when you are born in 1947 and you progress through that period of time when, you know, racism was running rampant in this society, and we're seeing a resurgence of that here now, and how people of color were treated. You know, we were blessed to be in a town where, because my mother had a father who was a chef, who in 1932 sent her to college. I mean, how many black women were going to college in 1932? And very few white women were going to college in 1932.
Right.
So my grandfather had the foresight to send my mom to Howard and get her nursing degree. So, and then the community that I was raised in was a community of people that knew my mother, and she grew up with people in our family. We didn't blend in, but in terms of the community, we were a part of that community. And that's critical to people of color, to be in a community where if money runs short after my father died when I was 12, you could go to the grocery store, Michael, and Mr. Hoyt and Mr. Shorts, and I'll remember their names the rest of my life. If mom was short, they'd take the slip and she'd sign it and they'd put it in the cash register. They never said to my mother, well, you can't get food. Or if we needed gas, we could go to the gas station. So that experience with people who were not like me taught me that it's not about the color of someone's skin. It's about the content of their heart and how they view people and how they treat people. So being a part of that community and growing up there and watching how my mother interacted with people and my father as long as he was alive, I saw that if you get you can earn respect, can't you? You really can. It's not something you get it when people see that you are a true human being. And my mother, Beulah, and my father, Robert, were true human beings. So that was the character that I was brought up with and learned to respect people of different races, different socioeconomic backgrounds, because we were all middle-class people, lower middle-class people. There was a few people that had money in my hometown. So that was sort of the foundation of my life from birth through kindergarten, through middle school, and through high school.
When did you realize that you had, it's a commonly used phrase, the love of the game, quote, end quote. But when did you realize that you had the love of the game. And I'm not necessarily talking about, I know you and I have talked privately about your tennis, and obviously many folks in this area and outside the area know about you as being a very, very, very well-rated tennis player. But you had a love of the game for other sports. When did you realize you had that love of the game?
You know, just when you're brought up in a town, my father had played semi-pro baseball in the Negro League. So I had a great love for baseball. So you played Little League baseball. You know, you go to the playground and pick up basketball. I mean, there was no AAU basketball, Michael. You get 10 young men and we'd go up to the outdoor park and play basketball. And I loved competing. I loved the camaraderie with the people that became my high school teammates. It was just fun. You get up Saturday morning and do your chores or mow the grass, because you weren't going to play basketball unless you mowed the grass or did what my mom or my dad told me. After that, then you were good to go. And I love to compete. I love the competition. And then, like I said, the friendships and, you know, young men that I competed against in other high schools in that area. I've been back for a 50th high school class reunion and ran into young men from Sagertown, Pennsylvania, is a town that probably has very dislike for me, and I don't know if I like them, or Edinburgh. We're talking 50 plus years ago. They still remember, oh man, you walked on that jump shot that won the buzzer.
No, or something like they that. Still remember that to this
oh,
day?
Oh man, I said, we were at your gym, so those are your refs. But I think that's what it was. It was just the idea of competing, and then the idea of the friendships. And, you know, when you talk about Jim Staborski, who I played basketball with, or Mike Rockmore, Jimmy Porter, John Porter, who I played in a band with. I remember like it was yesterday, his dad taking John and I down to see Louis Armstrong, because I also played the trumpet and baritone and sang in the choir. So it was great being in that atmosphere where, even though I was a person of color, no one said I couldn't do music or I couldn't do this or I couldn't do that, which is unique because many people of color in that time were not given those same opportunities that me and my two brothers and my two sisters were given.
You know, you mentioned competition, and it's a common theme among the legends that we talk to here on the All-Star Event Sports Show. They all have the same common value in that they all participate in sports in fairness, but they all competed extremely hard. There was no such thing as trophies for just being around or just showing up, just being a part of the game. It was a big thing, I know for me, and I'm sure it was for you as well as some of our other legends, the competition, being able to compete, being able to say that you won something. Talk a little bit about that.
I think our identity was not about victory. Yes, we all wanted to win, but it was about how you competed. Men and women who compete in sports today have to understand that there are people who have died of COVID. There are people who won't be able to eat tonight. There are people who won't have places to sleep tonight. So your identity is not if you hit a jump shot that won a game or missed a jump shot that lost a game. Your identity is, are you a man or woman of integrity and character? Would someone invite you to their home for dinner and introduce you to their children and say, this is a young man and a friend of mine, or this is a young woman who I've competed against, but the thing that I like most is that he or she, they are good human beings and they are people of character. And I mean, I can remember losing to our rivals. If they beat us, that's fine, because losing, the same as winning, does not define who you are. It just defines a moment in your life. And then you must either go on from that victory or you must learn from that loss. And don't get me wrong, Michael, I'm a fierce competitor. Do I like losing? Hell no. But you must learn to accept it, because sometimes people play better than you.
We're going to stop you there. This is the first stanza of our interview with J. Webb Horton, color man extraordinaire for the Florida Gulf Coast University men's basketball team. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hall of Fame athletes exclusively here in Naples, Florida. It's only on the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
This commercial timeout brought to you by the Alamo Gun Range of Naples.
Welcome to the Alamo Gun Range of Naples. Are you a first-time shooter with a lot of questions and need training? The Alamo Gun Range of Naples is here for you. With our clean, comfortable, and relaxing atmosphere and a staff that's certified and trained to provide you with the answers and training you need to get started, you'll feel right at home. The Alamo Gun Range of Naples. Naples' premier indoor gun range and firearms superstore, alamorange.com.
Need to secure a loan for purchase or refinance? Call Lauren Maxwell and the Maxwell Mortgage Team of Cross Country Mortgage. Lauren Maxwell is a trusted name in Naples with over 35 years of lending experience. She has been recognized as the number one female loan originator in the state for the past 2 years. Whether you are a first-time home buyer or a seasoned investor, Lauren can help secure the right loan to suit your needs. Contact Lauren Maxwell and the Maxwell Mortgage Team. They're located at 9130 Galleria Court, Suite 101, Naples. Call Lauren Maxwell at 239-596-0500 or visit www.maxwellmortgageloans.com. The Maxwell Mortgage Team is a proud sponsor of the Naples All-Star Events Legends 4 at the Hilton Hotel in Naples. Lauren Maxwell, NMLS number 331415, Maxwell Mortgage branch number 1770104, and Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS number 3027, an equal housing lender. Make sure to visit MaxwellMortgageLoans.com.
November 25th, Olivia Newton-John, Connie Francis, plus Rod Stewart. The 26th, The Best of ABBA and Mamma Mia Tribute Show. November 30th, Johnny Rogers is Elvis. Also, Buddy Holly and Country Greats. Call the stage on Black Friday for 20% off your gift vouchers.
Sports are all about participation, but it's hard to participate when you can't walk. Wheelchair Foundation provides wheelchairs to people from all walks of life, all around the world. A wheelchair means a chance to participate in all kinds of activities. Not only does a wheelchair change the life of a person who needs it, it also changes the life of the people who have to care for them. Visit www.wheelchairfoundation.org for more information and to donate. That's www.wheelchairfoundation.org.
You never know when the shit could hit the fan, but when it does, call this man. Sunwest Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Patriot broadcast here at Seat to Table. You never know when your pipes get backed up, so we are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to answer that emergency call. Because when you're clogged up, all you want is relief. We are located in beautiful, free Naples, Florida. We service both residential and commercial properties from Marco Island all the way up to Fort Myers. Remember, Sunwest is the best because we know our shit.
How would you like to make a difference this holiday season? Why not help 1,000 children? Naples Motorsports and Lux Networking are having their annual toy drive on December 8th. Bring your Grinch smile, meet some sexy people, eat yummy food, all with an open bar. Find out more on Facebook Events Drive for Southwest Florida or stop by the Events tab at www.luxnetworking.com.
Naples All-Star Events presents the Legends of Basketball 4. Monday, March 27th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hilton Naples. Meet and greet NBA Hall of Fame All-Stars, including Detroit Pistons scoring machine and now the mayor, Dame Big. The other Golden State Warriors NBA scoring legend, Rick Barry. Two-time NBA champion with the Bucks and the Bullets, Bobby Dandridge. And a member of one of the best front courts in NBA history. Three times NBA champion and Celtic legend, Kevin McHale. Come enjoy an exclusive VIP access to these four Hall of Fame basketball all-stars, including autographs, photos, food, prizes, and more. The Legends of Basketball 4, March 27th at the Hilton Naples. Reserve your tickets now, and for more information, go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Legends 4 is brought to you exclusively by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and the Pat Dearborn Group. Mark your calendar now. Don't miss it. Known for bringing sports legends to Southwest Florida, here's the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
I'm your host, Mike Bird. Today's show brought to you in part by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and top realtor of Naples, Pat Dearborn. This morning, we are interviewing J. Webb Horton, and he's color man extraordinaire for the Florida Gulf Coast University men's basketball team. And before the break, we were talking about competition and the love of the game. And J. Webb, talk to us a little bit about your exploits at Cambridge High, where you really put your talents on showcase.
Well, let me also say, Michael, I also do the women's basketball games too here for ESPN.
Let us not forget the women.
Right. I've been blessed. And for anyone that knows Southwest Florida and knows FGCU, my team that I work with, Tom James and David Moulton, we had the pleasure of calling those games during the 2013 year that FGCU's men went to the Sweet 16 and were dubbed Dunk City. And then we've been able to call the games, you know, from the beginning of time. For the women's basketball team, it's been, I think, to the NCAA five times, and which people would love. Dunk City was just so much fun, Michael. Our women's basketball team, they've put up as many as 53s in one game.
How did you enjoy your experience at Edinburgh College? Talk a little bit about that, what it was like going to school at that time, going to higher education at that point in time.
Well, you know, because you have a mother who has a college degree, and we talked about it, our family, going to college is something you were going to do. And it's interesting because there were people who were, you should get a job and not waste, because I was not the sharpest tool in the toolbox in my family, Michael, academically. It wasn't stupid, but, you know, I had a brother that you would have enjoyed, my brother Doug, who in 1970 had 1600 on the SAT. My sister Mary Louise, when you're a black male in 1970 and you're Catholic, and Notre Dame basically was going to just like, what can we do to get you to come to Notre Dame?
Sure,
because
sure.
One of my father's best friends was a city treasurer of the city of Erie, J. Francis Haggerty. So there's a legacy to Notre Dame through our relationship with Mr. Haggerty and his family. Notre Dame wanted my brother bad. My sister had 1450 on the SAT. And I don't know.
We would have preferred that your brother go to Marquette. I think a little bit more prestigious than Notre Dame. But Notre Dame wouldn't have been a bad second option.
You know, spoken like a true golden eagle. But my mother, because of Catholicism, chose St. Joe because of the Jesuits.
Yeah.
And because they were the Marines of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And, but my brother Doug, he was a very good athlete and obviously very bright. He walked on that 1970 St. Joe's freshman basketball team. You know, Jack McKinney was the head basketball coach. Mm-hmm. And Doug was in the gym doing his thing. And McKinney, hey, who are you? Doug Horton, what are you doing here? I'm here on an academic scholarship. Well, they saw my brother in 1970, because you know how coaches, they need those GPA players, don't they?
That's right.
GPA, when he said 1600 SAT, you're on the team. And then he saw he could play. My brother walked on and played his freshman year. And then because of that whole intellect of genius and insanity, he ended up having some issues relative to mental health.
Were you discouraged at all that you didn't go on to the next level, that you kept it very real at the high school and at the collegiate level, but you were never really able to get to the top level?
You know, I think I was a good basketball player because I was a good teammate and I wasn't afraid to defend and I was coachable. Could I, you know, you got to remember 1964, there was not a lot of money to go play basketball, even in the NBA. I mean, what was a big con? I mean, people who were playing NFL football had summer jobs, and people that were playing NBA basketball, I mean, no one was making $100,000 in those days.
That's right.
You know, so I would think that I got to become a better shooter in college. So maybe my level would have been to have gone to Europe, which wouldn't have been bad. But now guys are going to Europe making $100,000 or a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. And you only got to play once a week, Michael.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, and from what I hear, there's no sprints running those practices over there. But I think that I realized that going to college and playing basketball was a way for me to take an academic financial burden off my mother, because I was able to run track and play tennis and play basketball. So all those things. But the thing that Edinburgh gave me was a great sense of learning, because of my godfather was only 20 miles away in Erie, and my professors, and because I was a political science pre-law major, I really learned the value of networking, Michael. Of it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I was blessed that my high school teacher, R. Bud Dewar, who's infamous in Pennsylvania because he shot himself on national television. He was involved in a scandal that I'll go to my grave thinking that he was set up by people. He became the state treasurer of the state of Pennsylvania. But I was got to be an intern for 3 summers in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. For the majority leader of the House, there was a black man named K. Leroy Irvis, who was 30 years in the House, or 35 years, and became majority leader out of Pittsburgh. So I really learned the political process and learned how to negotiate that system. My mother and my father were involved in working in politics in those days, and people would value my mother's opinion on many issues. So, but Edinburgh gave me that opportunity to be a writer as a political editor for the school newspaper. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to do some stuff and run a couple of elections for people who got elected student government president. And Ted Robinson, my dear friend and college buddy, were able to be advisors to the president of the student government and spend time in the legislature and in Harrisburg. See, students nowadays who are in college don't understand that in 1964, maybe 64 through 68, 69 in some states, you could be on an approved housing list, okay, to rent rooms before these were all these extravagant dorms.
Right.
But you could discriminate against people of color. And many of us, and my roommate Teddy and myself, and some of the members of the legislature, in like 67, 68, helped draft legislation that said, if you are on a housing list to rent to students at a college anywhere in the PSAC, you could not discriminate. And if you did, you could not rent. They had to take your name off the list. Unheard of nowadays, isn't it?
Yep. Now,
there's redlining, but students did understand it.
And it's certainly a different day and age now. Just hold your thought there. We're going to take a quick timeout, and we're going to pay some bills. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more, finish up that part of the conversation. And then we're going to talk about how you made your transition down here to Southwest Florida. The Naples All-Star Event Sports Show rolls on in just a minute.
You're listening to the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show with your host, Mike Bird.
This commercial timeout brought to you by the Floormeisters of Naples. Just keeping it real.
Floormeisters of Naples, family owned and operated, specializing in wood, Cortec carpet and tile. Huge in-stock selection, great pricing, licensed and insured. 15,000 square foot showroom. Visit them today at floormeisters.com or call them at 239-596-4964. That's the Floormeisters of Naples, just keeping it real.
November 25th, Olivia Newton-John, Connie Francis, plus Rod Stewart. The 26th, the Best of ABBA and Mamma Mia Tribute Show. November 30th, Johnny Rogers is Elvis. Also, Buddy Holly and Country Greats. Call the stage on Black Friday for 20% off your gift vouchers.
How would you like to make a difference this holiday season? Why not help 1,000 children? Naples Motorsports and Lux Networking are having their annual toy drive on December 8th. Bring your Grinch smile, meet some sexy people, eat yummy food, all with an open bar. Find out more on Facebook Events Drive for Southwest Florida or stop by the Events tab at www.luxnetworking.com.
Proud to honor the best of Collier County's youth athletics, it's the National Football Foundation. The National Football Foundation supports and celebrates extraordinary academic achievement along with outstanding competitive football performances and community services of Collier County High School senior football players. Stop by the website and learn more at nffcollier.com. That's nffcollier.com, the National Football Foundation of Collier County.
Sports are all about participation, but it's hard to participate when you can't walk. Wheelchair Foundation provides wheelchairs to people from all walks of life, all around the world. A wheelchair means a chance to participate in all kinds of activities. Not only does a wheelchair change the life of a person who needs it, it also changes the life of the people who have to care for them. Visit www.wheelchairfoundation.org for more information and to donate. That's www.wheelchairfoundation.org.
Realtor Patrick Dearborn with John R. Wood Properties is the official realtor for all Patriots here in Southwest Florida, a.k.a. Freedom Town, USA. Call Patrick Dearborn and his all-star team today, 239-877-4340, and let them help you navigate the current market successfully. Investors, second homeowners, full-time home, condo, or commercial, Patrick Dearborn is the go-to agent. Proud veteran of the U.S. Army 82nd Airborne. Big heart, big patriot. Call Patrick Dearborn today, 239-877-4340.
Are you a small business owner with at least one employee? If you answered yes and do not have an employment handbook, now is the time to call HR by Karen to help your business stay in compliance and out of trouble. Call HR by Karen for your free one-hour business consultation today at 239-776-5919 or visit our website at hrbykaren.com. You can't spell heart without HR.
When it comes to promotional products in Southwest Florida, you can trust the good people of Swag World. With so many companies offering promotional products, it's hard to know who to trust. Will they get the logo right? Will they deliver on time? Is the price correct? Well, you can trust the people of Swag World. Their number one priority is to make you and your organization shine. Their success is your success. Call them for a consultation today. The number is 877-260-0002. That's 877-260-0002. Their success is your success. Swag World, number one in Southwest Florida. And remember, when it comes to promotional products, you can trust the good people of Swag World.
Naples All-Star Events presents the Legends of Basketball 4. Monday, March 27th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hilton Naples. Meet and greet NBA Hall of Fame All-Stars, including Detroit Pistons scoring machine and now the mayor, Dame Big. The other Golden State Warriors NBA scoring legend, Rick Barry. Two-time NBA champion with the Bucks and the Bullets, Bobby Dandridge. And a member of one of the best front courts in NBA history, three times NBA champion and Celtic legend, Kevin McHale. Come enjoy an exclusive VIP access to these four Hall of Fame basketball all-stars, including autographs, photos, food, prizes, and more. The Legends of Basketball 4, March 27th at the Hilton Naples. Reserve your tickets now, and for more information, go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Legends 4 is brought to you exclusively by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and the Pat Dearborn Group. Mark your calendar now. Don't miss it. It's the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
Today's show brought to you in part by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and top realtor of Naples, Pat Dearborn. We're back. Our guest is the Southwest Florida legend, Mr. J. Webb Horton, the color commentary man of renown for the men and women's basketball team here at FGCU. And J. Webb, you know, we were talking before the break a little bit about the difference in time periods and how some of the folks that you know were helping trailblaze the way for people of color to have some success. And let's briefly finish that conversation up.
Well, like I said, I was blessed to go to Edinburgh, and whether it was Jim McDonald, my basketball coach, or Dave Odessa, who was our track coach, or Hank Mariotti, the tennis coach, or Dr. Mayer, or Dr. Jean Andrew, who she was one of the great leaders in the women's movement back there
in the 70s.
All those men and women sort of really helped develop a mindset of being progressive, of helping and reaching out. See, we're losing sight in all this crap right now of divisiveness, okay? God don't make no junk. Mm-hmm. Hold my mother on that. Whether you're black or white or Native American or Latino, straight or gay, we all have value. And
sure,
there are people that fall in all those categories that are men and women of no integrity. Those people who have integrity, regardless of political affiliation or race and whatnot, if you have integrity, then that should be the bond. And the church, because God is the God of everyone. No one, if you read the Bible, it doesn't say God is the God of only certain people. The church must help lead the mental, what I would say, flipping the switch to us being a universal world and a world of people and not a world of ethnicities or political things. And the people and the men and women I went through college with, my professors, really instilled that in me. My godfather was a great human being, Mr. Haggerty, the city treasurer, making sure that poor people were not messed over by city government or by state government. So that was my mentality with people. How I ended up here, and we talked earlier, Michael, about it's not what you know, it's who you know. And see, right. You never know who you are dealing with sometimes 15 or 20 or 30 years ago. And I met a man named Butch Perchain because I taught his daughter tennis in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Luckily, she became a good tennis player because she was a good athlete. Okay. And I always kid Butch saying, thank God Kate got his wife's athleticism and not his. And, so you fast forward to like maybe 20 years later, well, Butch Perchain was looking for a tennis camp or tennis coach back in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Well, he knew me because of our friendship through coaching his daughter. He said, hey, I hear you're working in Chicago with Head Racket Sports. You know, I know you had coached da-da-da. Would you come down and interview for the job in Fort Wayne, Indiana? So I left working for Head Racket Sports, went back to Fort Wayne, worked for Butch. Butch then left, went to Southern Colorado. I had then gone on to Northern Kentucky. Butch had left Southern Colorado, ended up at FGCU, and he called me and invited me down here to look at this beautiful campus.
So it truly is not what you know, it's who you know. And that's how you ended up down here at Florida Gulf Coast University. And when was that?
So I came here in 2001.
Okay.
Butch was the assistant athletic director and fundraiser. He is the orchestrator. We've had great athletic directors, okay? The first was Carl McAloos. Well, the second was Carl McAloos. And I knew Carl because he'd been the commissioner of the GLVC, Great Lakes Valley Conference, up in Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, from there. So they sort of knew who I was. And that's how I ended up here and was blessed to become the tennis coach and assistant athletic director, coach for 15 years, and then was able to make that transition from coaching over. I now run community outreach here at the university and working with first generation students teaching.
And so how did you parlay that into being a color commentary guy for so many years here at FGCU?
Well, see, it's really funny because many times, especially those of us who are people of color, see, nobody knew my background of number one, coming to community outreach from athletics was no stretch because I did that for the president of the university when I was in Northern Kentucky for 1 year where I coached tennis there. I ran diversity outreach, but nobody knew, Butch knew that I did TV, that I had hosted a TV show back in Fort Wayne, Indiana for like 6 or 7 years. It was called Majority of One. It was a talk show. And it was a talk show that the people who ran that station, you know, many times minority shows are on at 2 a.m. when your audience is crackheads. But this show was on Sunday at 1. And the name of the advertising was Watch Majority at 1 on Channel 21 at 1. So we had a really, because people are out of church by 1. And that's how I got into TV. And then when I came back, to Indiana and worked for Butch at IPFW. I sort of got into broadcasting basketball, and I think we did some volleyball once or twice there too. So when I got down here, they were looking for someone to do some broadcasting. And Butch goes, "You got a guy right here." And I go, "What?" Butch goes, "Well, he used to do it for me up in Indiana."
Sure, sure.
So I started here, and I was sort of self-taught. You know, Huey Brown is like one of my idols in terms of announcing. I think he's one of the best. But I'll tell you right now, Michael, you know who I love, and I tape and listen to her all the time, and I learn.
Who would that be?
Oh, Doris Burke.
The excitement when FGCU made their run in the to the Sweet 16. Tell our listening audience what that was like, and the electricity in the air down here in Southwest Florida.
You have to understand, I mean, at 2013, FGCU was only, not even 10 years old. Or somewhere in that area, right? So FGCU, people didn't know who it was. Are you a junior college? Are you a two-year school? I get out on my FGCU swag, walk through the airport, and they're going, "Fuck you, who's this? What are you?" Well, you go to the Sweet 16, because I have a lot of FGCU swag. I'm on a flight, Michael, after the Sweet 16. I had some guy offer me $200 for my warm-up. And if I'd have been on a trip where I was playing tennis, I always carry some shorts and a sweatshirt or something in my bag, my tennis bag. I'd have been in the bathroom changing clothes. But I didn't. I had my backpack. I didn't have any extra clothes. I told the guy, I'd mail it to him. But here's what it did for Southwest Florida. After they came back, you know, beating Georgetown and beating San Diego.
Right.
There were people from Russia. There was CNN, Fox News, Good Morning America, the Today Show in front of Alico Arena. The bookstore sold out of FGCU swag. Okay. They had lines of people. And, you know, people are like they're fighting for diamonds at Jared's or at the Diamond District or something like that. You know, people were just, and then you go through the airport. Oh, Dunk City, FGCU. It also raised, because then people were like, oh, because academically, this is a great school, Michael.
Yes. Yes.
And the year that we were Dunk City, people forget. We had a young woman named Priscilla Navarro in our music program from Peru and Sudamerica who had won the National Chopin Contest. And she got to perform at Carnegie Hall. So the night FGCU opened up in Mercer for the ASUN tournament, she was playing for a couple thousand people in Carnegie Hall. And that just tells you the promise of the music program of FGCU or the academic program, that now we're 15,000 students and people now know who FGCU is, all because of Dunk City.
Hold your thought there. We're going to take a timeout and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about where FGCU is now. Talk a little bit about what your future holds in store for you and what some of your goals might be for the future of J. Webb Horton. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
Running a business can be overwhelming when trying to do everything. TLC Marketing and Creative Services is here to help. They're a full-service marketing boutique. They'll take care of all your branding needs, including ads, branding, logos, social media websites, SEO, blogs, graphics, events, and much more. They become an extension of your team. Every business needs a little TLC. Give them a call today at no cost. 239-405-8115.
Realtor Patrick Dearborn with John R. Wood Properties is the official realtor for all Patriots here in Southwest Florida, a.k.a. Freedom Town, USA. Call Patrick Dearborn and his all-star team today, 239-877-4340, and let them help you navigate the current market successfully. Investors, second homeowners, full-time home, condo, or commercial, Patrick Dearborn is the go-to agent. Proud veteran of the U.S. Army 82nd Airborne. Big heart, big patriot. Call Patrick Dearborn today, 239-877-4340.
November 25th, Olivia Newton-John, Connie Francis, plus Rod Stewart. The 26th, the Best of ABBA and Mamma Mia tribute show. November 30th, Johnny Rogers is Elvis. Also, Buddy Holly and Country Greats. Call the stage on Black Friday for 20% off your gift vouchers.
Vicente of London is the premier cigar lounge and retailer in Naples, Florida. Vicente is stocked with premium cigars and accessories from some of the most esteemed makers, including Davidoff, Zeno, Padron, Avo, Rocky Patel, Perdomo,
Perdomo, Placencia, and many more. Placente is the perfect place to enjoy a cigar and more, whether inside our lounge, at the bar, or on our relaxing outside patio. Open 7 days a week, featuring live entertainment on Friday nights, NFL ticket, and Major League Baseball. Remember the name Vicente of London, Naples' premier cigar lounge and retailer.
Sports are all about participation, but it's hard to participate when you can't walk. Wheelchair Foundation provides wheelchairs to people from all walks of life, all around the world. A wheelchair means a chance to participate in all kinds of activities. Not only does a wheelchair change the life of a person who needs it, it also changes the life of the people who have to care for them. Visit www.wheelchairfoundation.org for more information and to donate. That's www.wheelchairfoundation.org.
The Rescue 22 Foundation is a national nonprofit organization based in Naples that provides trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities in need. Service dogs address the many challenges veterans face associated with combat, both physical and mental. Rescue 22 makes sure there is no cost to our veterans. Please join our mission. Visit rescue22foundation.org or call 302-272-8029. All donations are 100% deductible. That's rescue22foundation.org.
How would you like to make a difference this holiday season? Why not help 1,000 children? Naples Motorsports and Lux Networking are having their annual toy drive on December 8th. Bring your Grinch smile, meet some sexy people, eat yummy food, all with an open bar. Find out more on Facebook Events Drive for Southwest Florida or stop by the Events tab at www.luxnetworking.com.
Need to secure a loan for purchase or refinance? Call Lauren Maxwell and the Maxwell Mortgage Team of Cross Country Mortgage. Lauren Maxwell is a trusted name in Naples with over 35 years of lending experience. She has been recognized as the number one female loan originator in the state for the past 2 years. Whether you are a first-time home buyer or a seasoned investor, Lauren can help secure the right loan to suit your needs. Contact Lauren Maxwell and the Maxwell Mortgage Team. They're located at 9130 Galleria Court, Suite 101, Naples. Call Lauren Maxwell at 239-596-0500 or visit www.maxwellmortgageloans.com. The Maxwell Mortgage Team is a proud sponsor of the Naples All-Star Events Legends 4 at the Hilton Hotel in Naples. Lauren Maxwell, NMLS number 331415, Maxwell Mortgage Branch number 1770104, and Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS number 3027, an equal housing lender. Make sure to visit MaxwellMortgageLoans.com.
Are you a small business owner with at least one employee? If you answered yes and do not have an employment handbook, now is the time to call HR by Karen to help your business stay in compliance and out of trouble. Call HR by Karen for your free one-hour business consultation today at 239-776-5919 or visit our website at hrbykaren.com. You can't spell heart without HR.
Naples All-Star Events presents the Legends of Basketball 4. Monday, March 27th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hilton Naples. Meet and greet NBA Hall of Fame All-Stars, including Detroit Pistons scoring machine and now the mayor, Dame Big. The other Golden State Warriors NBA scoring legend, Rick Barry. Two-time NBA champion with the Bucks and the Bullets, Bobby Dandridge. And a member of one of the best front courts in NBA history, three times NBA champion and Celtic legend, Kevin McHale. Come enjoy an exclusive VIP access to these four Hall of Fame basketball all-stars, including autographs, photos, food, prizes, and more. The Legends of Basketball 4, March 27th at the Hilton Naples. Reserve your tickets now, and for more information, go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Legends 4 is brought to you exclusively by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and the Pat Dearborn Group. Mark your calendar now. Don't miss it. It's the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show with Mike Bird.
And we're talking a little bit about Florida Gulf Coast University at Sweet 16 run. Jay Webb was, of course, on the microphone making the calls on that game and adding the color commentary for that. We talked about this being a very exciting time in Southwest Florida sports history, but it really did a lot for the university and really getting it off the ground and running and on the map. in the eyesight of most folks, not just on the Eastern Seaboard, but across the country. Where's the program at right now? How do you see the program growing?
Well, talk about the athletic program here in a second. Academically, this is a very, very solid program for students. And why? Because if you look at our School of Business, we have a school of entrepreneurship that Dr. Sandra Kanue just has started, is doing marvelous things. You look at our nursing program, our engineering program. We have a new watershed school program that's coming on here. So there's just a plethora of things that young men and young women can come here and get a degree. See, to me, I have a bias against large colleges, not because they're large. Students can get to know the professors at FGCU. A good friend of mine is Dr. Tony Berenger, who was in the criminal justice area. Well, one of my former tennis players, Brad Henderson, is a Secret Service agent. Tony helped mentor that young man, and he's been with him almost 15 or 16 years now. We were looking at a young man named Marcus Blake, because we just had the anniversary of Dunk City. Marcus Blake was not the greatest basketball player ever played at FGCU, but here's a young man who just made a presentation, Michael, at the Black Wealth Management National Conference about how to grow money and take care of your money.
That's fantastic.
So we do things academically here that I think we had a young lady, Magali Solomona, who became the first woman student government president. She became the right-hand person for Janet Yellen, the top finance person in the country, you know, from that standpoint. So we've had young men and young women who've gone out and done great things. And we talked about Priscilla Navarro, who's a world-class pianist. Athletically, men's tennis that I was with has become, you know, C.J. Weber's done a great job winning conference championship, being coach of the year, Courtney Vernon winning conference championships. Men's and women's swimming, soccer, men's and women's basketball. Women have had a great run leading the nation in threes. Men's basketball was not as bad as people tried to make him be last year. Both times they got going, something named COVID shut them down. If you are off for 14 days in the middle of your conference, you're screwed, basically. I think this year, both men and women have the opportunity to do something special.
How do you enjoy working with your team? David Moulton, who I enjoy talking with, and Tom James.
Let me tell you, I've been blessed here with David and Tom. They've made me such a better broadcaster.
Why? Tell our audience why.
Because we have great synergy.
Okay.
You know, David can tell you that in 1898, Pierre Schlago from Upper New Jersey hit the first bank shot off of a Naismith Peach Baxter or something.
So he's pretty detailed.
He has this, and numbers is, I mean, he's like a rain man in sports. Tom James also, they are just so, their preparation, they taught me how to prepare. I mean, their preparation. See, people think you just get out there and talk. No, I'm preparing for tomorrow night's game with Rhode Island because we want to know. I can tell you right now that I can tell you the guy, Jeremy Shepard, 12 points a game, 88% from the free throw line. But they've taught me how to prepare. And then we've worked together so long that it's just like you and I talking. But I've been blessed. And then Drew Felios that I work with when I'm up in Disney Wide World of Sports.
What's the A-Sun Conference? What is that like to be involved in that conference? You know, it's not a Power 6 conference. You know, it's just outside that. It's a mid-major. But it's a very competitive conference, isn't it?
Well, let's take the men's side. I mean, back when Mercer and Belmont and ETSU were in this conference from the men's side, if they would have all stayed, this would have been a two-bid conference. Just my opinion. Okay? But right now, North Florida, Liberty, Jacksonville, Stetson, FGCU, all five of those teams are highly competitive. On the women's side, FGCU's been the class of the field. And last year, everyone was like, okay, FGCU lost 70 or 90% of their scoring. Hoo-hoo. Let's go get them. Well, then, Kirsten Bell, three-time player of the year in Ohio, who'd been at Ohio State, shows up. Well, her first game, I think she had like a triple-double. And they were like, oh, my Lord, what is going on? So they once again were the preeminent team in the ASA. Stetson has been very good. Lynn Bree is a very good friend of mine, the coach up there. And I've got to know all these coaches. You know, injuries over the last 3 years have really hurt. So you can be the best coach in the world. Two of your best players go down on injuries. It's hard to coach people that aren't as talented. So this is a very good conference. Like I said, to being honest, we're a one bid conference, unfortunately. And because of the RPI, it's hard to get a seed that's like up there, you know, like an 11 or a 10 seed that gets you away from playing a 2 or 3 sometimes. That becomes problematic, especially on the women's side, because when you look last year, I thought FGC had a very good team. But it becomes problematic when you got to go up against a team like Michigan when the first 7 or 8 women are all above 6 foot and are athletic.
You know, Jay Webb, we have had a great time together. We've shared a laugh. We've shared some meals and gotten to know each other pretty well. And I, for one, can honestly say that I'm proud to call you my friend. And well, I am a
brother.
Well, I appreciate that. And we certainly enjoy FGCU basketball, and we wish you nothing but continued success in the future. And we certainly wish FGCU men's and women's basketball and all of the divisions of sport at FGCU nothing but success in the A-Sun. Jay Webb, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show.
Thank you for letting us on. And as former president, Dr. Bradshaw, or current president, Mike Martin, always ended by saying, go Eagles.
Go Eagles. Folks, thank you for listening. Make sure to join us next week on both Saturday and Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Today's show brought to you in part by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and top realtor of Naples, Pat Dearborn. Here's hoping the rest of your day is legendary.
It's the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show. Your host, Mike Bird. Be sure to join us next week as we sit down with another sports legend, exclusively for you to enjoy as we hear the stories, the drive, the determination behind the legendary athletes of our time. It's the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
You've accomplished much in life. You want the very best, and that may include high-end art for your home or office. Look no further than Balanced Images. Balanced Images specializes in high-end aluminum art created just for you. The mission is to create one-of-a-kind art that brings a client's passion to life with a simple but yet bold approach. See them on the web at balancedimages.com or call Alessia Marcine at 804-301-5212. That's 804-301-5212 for one-of-a-kind art pieces designed with you and only you in mind. There is only one: Balanced Images.
Mark and Amanda Finning with the Finning Team, powered by Keller Williams Sports and Entertainment, seek to assist you with your future property investment nationwide. The Finning Team provides the knowledge and expertise to help you in your real estate needs with a strong network of professionals and access to a variety of resources. This helps to search or market your property effectively, meticulously, and privately. Call the Finning Team now at 239-920-1848. That's 239-920-1848. The Finning Team.
How would you like to make a difference this holiday season? Why not help 1,000 children? Naples Motorsports and Lux Networking are having their annual toy drive on December 8th. Bring your Grinch smile, meet some sexy people, eat yummy food, all with an open bar. Find out more on Facebook Events Drive for Southwest Florida or stop by the Events tab at www.luxnetworking.com.
November 25th, Olivia Newton-John, Connie Francis, plus Rod Stewart. The 26th, The Best of ABBA and Mamma Mia Tribute Show. November 30th, Johnny Rogers is Elvis. Also, Buddy Holly and Country Greats. Call the stage on Black Friday for 20% off your gift vouchers.
When it comes to promotional products in Southwest Florida, you can trust the good people of Swag World. With so many companies offering promotional products, it's hard to know who to trust. Will they get the logo right? Will they deliver on time? Is the price correct? Well, you can trust the people of Swag World. Their number one priority is to make you and your organization shine. Their success is your success. Call them for a consultation today. The number is 877-260-0002. That's 877-260-0002. Their success is your success. Swag World, number one in Southwest Florida. And remember, when it comes to promotional products, you can trust the good people of Swag World.
Realtor Patrick Dearborn with John R. Wood Properties is the official realtor for all Patriots here in Southwest Florida, a.k.a. Freedom Town, USA. Call Patrick Dearborn and his all-star team today, 239-877-4340, and let them help you navigate the current market successfully. Investors, second homeowners, full-time home, condo, or commercial, Patrick Dearborn is the go-to agent. Proud veteran of the U.S. Army 82nd Airborne. Big heart, big patriot. Call Patrick Dearborn today, 239-877-4340.
Sports are all about participation, but it's hard to participate when you can't walk. Wheelchair Foundation provides wheelchairs to people from all walks of life all around the world. A wheelchair means a chance to participate in all kinds of activities. Not only does a wheelchair change the life of a person who needs it, it also changes the life of the people who have to care for them. Visit www.wheelchairfoundation.org for more information and to donate. That's www.wheelchairfoundation.org.
Naples All-Star Events presents the Legends of Basketball 4. Monday, March 27th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hilton Naples. Meet and greet NBA Hall of Fame All-Stars, including Detroit Pistons scoring machine and now the mayor, Dame Bing. The other Golden State Warriors NBA scoring legend, Rick Barry. Two-time NBA champion with the Bucks and the Bullets, Bobby Dandridge. And a member of one of the best front courts in NBA history. Three times NBA champion and Celtic legend, Kevin McHale. Come enjoy an exclusive VIP access to these four Hall of Fame basketball all-stars, including autographs, photos, food, prizes, and more. The Legends of Basketball 4, March 27th at the Hilton Naples. Reserve your tickets now, and for more information, go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Legends 4 is brought to you exclusively by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and the Pat Dearborn Group. Mark your calendar now. Don't miss it.